Ellis Bates on Stray Living.
Delighted to welcome back to the show Mark Chandler, Chartered Financial Planner from Ellis Bates, here to talk to us about something that can be really important to you, because when you've worked hard all your life to build up everything that you've got, and you're thinking, right, I want to make sure this goes to the people I love in my life, the people who I've worked hard in order to give this to, in order to provide a life for, what you want to minimise is how much of that goes elsewhere. And one of the big areas in which it goes is inheritance tax.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Tom. Yes, inheritance tax is a tax that's levied on all the assets that we accumulate over a lifetime. We do have a what we call nil rate band, and that's currently set at £325,000. Anything above that, we are taxed at a rate of 40%.
Wow. And that is quite easy to do if you own a house, isn't it?
Well, it most certainly is. If you are married or in a civil partnership, then the nil rate band can be transferred to the surviving partner. So effectively, you would have £650,000 potentially as a nil rate band. There is legislation coming into effect in 2017, which will see a graduated increase in additional nil rate band called the residential nil rate band. And that will rise up until 2020-21, when that will stand at £175,000 per person. So if you own a home, that additional allowance will apply to you. So in short, you'll have £500,000 potentially as a nil rate band. Transfer between couples, you're looking at £1 million, which will take a lot of people out of inheritance tax. I was interested to see that the Mail Online published a report looking at inheritance tax in the tax year 2015-16. Mm-hmm. In fact, the revenue collected, HMRC collected £4.7 billion of inheritance tax.
Wow.
So that's up 22% on the previous year when it was £3.8 billion. So it's still a huge, huge issue.
Obviously, people want to mitigate the impact of that and kind of plan to minimise it effectively, I guess, and make sure that as much of what they've earned stays within their family and goes to the people that they care about in their will. What are the ways that we can mitigate and plan ahead for this eventuality?
There are a number of ways that you can mitigate or even negate inheritance tax. The very first thing, though, that everyone should think about is their will. It's vital that you have a will to make sure that your assets are placed into the hands of the people that you want them to be placed to. If I can highlight for unmarried couples, unfortunately, unmarried couples, the nil rate band isn't transferable. Mm-hmm. So it's important to take advice there. We can create a nil rate band by inserting a trust into the will, which will preserve the nil rate band.
And that's one of the only real major differences left now for unmarried or married couples, isn't it? Is what happens when you die.
Absolutely. And it's a real big one. If you think about 40% on £325,000, it's potentially a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of personal side. But what about business owners? What happens with your business? Do you have to pay inheritance tax on a business?
Well, this is a real big subject because many people out there will either be a director in a business or it could be a family business. Mm. And depending on how the business is structured and the assets within it, you may be entitled to what we call business property relief. Mm-hmm. And that will take a certain amount, if not all, of the business assets out of your estate. Now, it's important to know that the highest level is 100%, but it can be 50% of business property relief, depending on, say, how the companies are structured.
Right.
The same goes for farming. With farms, we have something called agricultural property relief, and it works pretty much similar in the same way, with levels of 50% and 100% deduction, depending on how it's structured. I think the most important part of planning for inheritance on businesses is to have a succession strategy.
Yeah.
What is it you want to happen? And then that should be reflected in the articles of association of a company and into the partnership agreement, so that further planning can be made in accordance with those to help the business pass over with little tax so that it continue for the benefit of the directors and employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly important, as you say, in the case of family business, you know, if you're wanting the next generation to take over this business that's been in your family for who knows how many years, then you want to get that planning done. And you can't really start that too early, can you?
No, absolutely. You've got to think about these things right now.
Now, one of the things that I know people say they can do to kind of get around inheritance tax is to gift it away before you die. So you have, in theory, a smaller estate. Now, I've heard something around this, Mark, and I've got no idea what it means, but I've heard something about 7 years to do this. Can you explain where that is, what it comes from?
Yes, certainly. With gifting, there are certain gifts that are exempt, and there are others which are subject to the seven-year rule, which is called a potentially exempt transfer, mm-hmm. or can we know it's a PET. But if I can come back to the exempt gifting first of yep. all, HMRC allow us to make a gift of £3,000 every year without it being treated as one of those seven-year pets.
Right.
Now, if you haven't used a previous year's allowance, you can carry it back as well. So you can gift £6,000 in 1 year.
Okay.
If you haven't used the previous year, but thereafter, it's £3,000 a year.
Right.
There are also allowances for gifts on marriage. And also you can make very, very small gifts of £250 to anyone as long as you don't repeat the gift.
So you can't just give £250 every day to slowly get rid of it?
Not to the same person.
Not to the same person,
yeah. You could, in theory, stand on a street corner and
just hand out £250 checks to everyone who walks past you?
As long as you don't repeat the gift and it wouldn't fall foul.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Strangely, not seen that one happen.
There's also the rule that gifts out of income are generally exempt. So if you're making a gift out of your income and it doesn't affect your lifestyle in any way, so it can't deem to be capital, then that is also potentially exempt in the eyes of Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Gifts also to charities, of course, they are exempt transfers.
That is quite a big moneymaker for charities, isn't it? Like a big income source for them is legacy giving, isn't it?
It is. And the other thing is that if you give at least 10% of your net estate to charity, then the rate of inheritance tax falls from 40% to 36%.
Oh, wow.
So there is an incentive to give to charities.
So including a charity in your will can actually help the overall bill that the rest of your estate would face.
And bizarrely, that can be political parties too. They can have charities.
Ah, right. If people are... They've run through that list and they've gone, actually, I've still got big chunk of estate left and I want to gift some of that away, is that where the 7 year rule comes in?
Yes it is. Any gifts that you make, if you pass away, they are taken from the nil rate band straight away, so gifts are always in that basis. So if you're making cumulative gifts of 325,000, all will happen will be that you'll have no nil rate band when you died,
right,
until the 7 years are passed through. But any gifts that exceed the nil rate band in that seven-year period, they will be subject to tax, but they actually can benefit from taper relief, which is a reduction depending on how far they are through that seven-year cycle.
Right, okay. So in theory, let's say that parent decides to buy son a £1 million house, for example. What a great idea this is. I like this. I'm just imagining this happening. So parent decides to buy son £1 million house. Unfortunately, parent passes away within the 7 year period. That gift, automatically, everything else they've got left in their estate would be subject to the inheritance tax because they've used the nil rent band already.
Yes, if it's a single parent and they've only got the one nil rent band, assuming, then 675,000 of that would be taxed at 40%, but then it would be tapered by how far he is along the 7 year cycle. Obviously, you live 7 years, it's outside of the estate.
So you get to the end. So if you've gifted it away and you nothing unfortunate happens and you make it to the end of that 7 years, then you've effectively done your job there.
You've
got it out of your estate. Fantastic. Great. Mark, we've said this previously, we've said it again. It's always very much based on a personal circumstance, this, and it's great to get some advice. If people would like, their ears are pricked up at this, they're thinking, actually, do you know what? I need to plan what I'm going to do because I'm not getting any younger, or, you know, I'm very much thinking about my family and their futures, and my family situation's changed, and I'm now thinking all about them. They need to come and get some advice, and you're available to talk to people and offer more advice. What's the best way to get in contact?
Yeah, the best way to contact me or any of my fellow advisors is by going via the website, which is all the W's, ellisbatesgroup.com.
Ellis Bates on Stray Living.